We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh here, 8:30 on a Monday morning, 48 degrees. Gasoline prices remain fairly consistent over the last couple of weeks. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says the average price per gallon in the country fell a penny to $2.25 a gallon, and she expects prices to keep going down.
We still have very abundant gasoline supply. We have demand being hit awfully hard. It's not only a seasonal decline this time of year. We also have a very weak economy with unemployment claims up. We have a great deal of inactivity in the country that is cutting into gasoline demand.
San Francisco has the highest average price per gallon at $3.37. And Baton Rouge, Louisiana, is the low average in the country at $1.77. Four people suffered minor injuries in a crash in southeast Wichita.
It happened around 9:30 Sunday morning at the intersection of Harry and Hillside after a pursuit by the Kansas Highway Patrol. A trooper began following the suspect, who was in a stolen vehicle at Kellogg and Washington. The suspect stopped at the QT on Hillside, then took off when the trooper approached. That suspect was traveling at a high rate of speed south on Hillside. The trooper called off the pursuit at Lincoln, but the suspect continued to Harry, where the person ran a red light and crashed into four vehicles. The intersection was shut down for a time as Wichita police and the KHP investigated. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
And police are investigating a crash in South Wichita Sunday afternoon.
Police say an older man was heading eastbound when he went over a curb, ran through a retaining fence, and crashed into the Bank of America building near 31st Street South in Seneca. Wichita Police Sergeant Clayton Schuler says it doesn't look like there's any structural damage to the building. According to police, the man sustained minor injuries and say he was the only person inside the car during the incident. Police are still investigating the cause of the crash. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
Former Vice President Joe Biden prepares for the first one-on-one debate with President Trump. Fox's Peter Ducey with more.
Biden has not hosted an event in a swing state since Wednesday, as he braces for his first ever face-to-face debate with Donald Trump. Despite some shaky appearances on stage this cycle, the Biden brain trust remains confident. In mock debates, the role of Donald Trump is being played by former Obama White House General Counsel Bob Bauer, according to the Associated Press. Biden remains reluctant to make the fight over the open Supreme Court seat just about the court, hoping instead to steer discussion to health care.
Biden debates President Trump tomorrow night, Tuesday night. Increases in COVID-19 cases in several areas of the country are prompting concern as the Trump administration pushes for a vaccine by year's end.
Some states, such as Utah and Wisconsin, have reported record case numbers for a single day within the last week. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows on CBS Face the Nation says the administration is working with the states to prevent another wave.
We're having ongoing discussions with our governors and mitigation risk. There'll be an announcement on Monday as it looks at additional testing that the federal government will be providing to all the governors.
Meadows says it's hoped that the testing will provide some confidence to Americans to be able to safely go back to work and school as a vaccine is developed. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We were only able to squeeze out about 3/100ths of an inch of precipitation with the cold front that moved through yesterday. Behind it, it is going to be windy, cooler, and dry. Today's high 69 with northwest winds gusting as high as 40 miles per hour. Tonight's low 45, sunny and 71 on Tuesday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, northwest wind at 9 miles per hour, 48 degrees. Stephen, 10 in the morning, now 8:34 on a Monday morning. It is time for entertainment news. The Blur, Jad Chambers, is blurring today. Jad?
That's right. Some tough times for the movie industry, which is fighting to push through the coronavirus pandemic. A little bit more here from Fox's Kathleen Maloney.
Fox on film.
Fewer than 60% of theaters were open this past weekend, according to analysts, and they remain closed in major markets like New York and Los Angeles, as well as most of California, North Carolina, Michigan, New Mexico, Seattle, Tacoma, and Portland. Christopher Nolan's Tenet brought in the most revenue in the U.S., $3.4 million. The New Mutants is second with $1.1 million. Unhinged is third, bringing in an even $1 million. And Star Wars Episode V, The Empire Strikes Back, is fourth with just 908,000 in box office receipts. Major releases continue to be pushed back, including Disney's Black Widow. This also delays release of Shang-Chi and The Legend of the Ten Rings and The Eternals to the second half of next year. The major blockbusters still on the calendar for this year are the James Bond flick No Time to Die, Soul, Wonder Woman 1984, and Dune. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
So, tough times in the movie industry right now. Still working things out.
I bet.
There are very few stories that involve social media that actually make me feel good.
Uh-oh.
you ever notice that? A lot of times news about social media is always some new craze that kids are hurting themselves, supposedly.
Yeah, something bad.
Right, yeah, okay. Get this one. This one is fantastic. A beloved broadcaster breaking a social media record. Here's Fox's Kirsten Goodwin.
Sir David Attenborough breaking Jennifer Aniston's Instagram record, becoming the fastest user to earn 1 million followers, doing so in a little over 5 hours. The 94-year-old broadcaster and environmentalist joining the platform to share warnings about climate change.
Over the next few weeks, I'll be recording messages to explain what the problems are and how we can deal with them. Join me.
The Guinness Book of World Records sharing congratulations on his post, Aniston breaking the record last October, earning 1 million followers in 5 hours and 16 minutes. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
That's right. It wasn't a Kardashian or anything like that. It was Sir David Attenborough.
Had to do with the environment and our planet.
Yeah, but it was a documentary maker. It just seems to be better to me than just somebody who's famous for being.
Well, Attenborough's been at this a long time.
Yes, he has.
He's got some new stuff coming out. So.
Exactly. There you go. Well, we've got a game show coming back. The Weakest Link is back with a new host. Here's Fox's Michelle Polino.
Welcome to The Weakest Link.
The hit international game show The Weakest Link is back, only this time the show will be fronted by Jane Lynch, who is also the executive producer. The Rapid Fire Quiz Show premieres on NBC Tuesday with some upgrades. The new version will keep the same pace of the British import, with contestants answering general knowledge questions. Then, at the end of each round, they vote off who they perceive to be the weakest link.
With 4 votes, you are the weakest link. Goodbye.
The show debuted in April 2001 with 15 million viewers, with original host Ann Robinson. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
We've got something new in the world of gaming, a new take on massively multiplayer. Here's Fox's Iman Dignam explaining.
Fox Bits.
Your insider's cheat code to gaming. I'm Iman Dignam. If you've seen the movie Ready Player One, you know about the game inside called The Oasis, a virtual reality world that everyone is involved in, that anything can be done. Dual Universe by indie studio NovaQuark is attempting to build that in the real world.
We can become anyone you want, you can do whatever you want.
JC Baye is the head of the studio and the creative director behind DU.
One solar system with 12 planets.
The universe is on a single server, which is unlike other online games, and it means literally everyone who plays the game can interact with one another.
War is, you know, one option you have. But definitely not the only one.
And not only that, but they say you could build literally anything you can imagine in the world.
From houses to spaceships to stations and so on.
The game is in testing for now, and they expect a PC release sometime next year. That's Fox Bits for Fox News.
So we got birthdays in entertainment. Happy birthday today to British actress and film producer Naomi Watts. Now, I say British. She was born in England, but her family moved to Australia when she was one, so she's basically Australian there. Mulholland Drive, The Ring, and, of course, the remake of King Kong.
Miss Darrow, about the scene today with you and Bruce.
I know it wasn't what you wrote, but Mr. Baxter felt very strongly that when a man likes a woman, he must ignore her.
So, happy birthday to Naomi Watts.
Yeah, makes sense.
Has a Screen Actors Guild Award and a Critics' Choice Award. Two Academy Award nominations. No wins there, unfortunately. Naomi Watts, 52 years old today. Significant day in music history. It was on this day in music history. Garth Brooks' Ropin' the Wind hit number one on the album chart for the first of 18 non-consecutive weeks.
Wow. Well, it ain't no woman, flesh and blood. It's that damned old road ego.
Garth Brooks' album Ropin' the Wind sold over 17 million copies and had four runs at number one on the U.S. album chart. Officially released singles, Rodeo, cover of Billy Joel's Shameless, Papa Love Mama, The River, and What She's Doing Now. So Garth Brooks hit number one on this week in 1991. Of course, somebody I like a little bit better, probably you too, Steve, is Tony Bennett.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now, do you think that Tony Bennett ever had a number one album, Steve?
No.
You wouldn't guess so.
No, I guess he had several.
You would guess he had several?
Yeah.
Well,
been around a long time.
That's true, he has. When do you think he got that first number one album?
1947. I don't know. I got a clue.
All right.
The Gaga thing?
It was on this day in 2011. Yeah. Tony Bennett got his first number one album with Duets 2.
She likes the green grass under her shoes.
What can I lose? Because I got no dough.
Oh, no.
I'm alone.
Was at age 85. Bennett, currently the most senior performer to have a number one album. It happened on this day in 2011. The album featuring collaborators, Amy Winehouse, Mariah Carey, Carrie Underwood. Yeah, this wasn't even the Lady Gaga one. That was Duets 1.
Okay.
Duets 2 is actually the first time Tony Bennett ever hit number one on the album charts. And it was on this day in 1987, Steve, the television debut of Star Trek: The Next Generation, spanning 178 episodes over 7 seasons, follows the adventures of the Starfleet starship USS Enterprise NCC 1701D in its exploration of the galaxy. Of course, the original series was just the NCC 1701, and that show only ran for 3 years, so Star Trek The Next Generation ran for 7 seasons.
What about my crew?
The anomaly, my ship, my crew. I suppose you're worried about your fish, too. But if it puts your mind at ease, you've saved humanity once again.
In the 1980s, Star Trek creator Gene Roddenberry was tasked by Paramount Pictures with creating a new series in the franchise, and he decided to set it about a century after the events in the original series, featuring a new crew, starring Patrick Stewart, of course, as Captain Jean-Luc Picard. The show was very popular, reaching almost 12 million viewers in its 5th season. Series finale in 1994, watched by over 30 million viewers. Received a lot of accolades, 19 Emmy Awards, 2 Hugo Awards, 5 Saturn Awards, and a Peabody Award. So happy birthday today to Star Trek: The Next Generation, premiering on this day in 1987. That's all we have for The Blur today, Steve. But The Blur, every weekday, is brought to you by Napoleon Appliance Repair. Serving customers in the Wichita area for more than 20 years, you can call Terry for an appointment at 316-409-1525. Napoleon Appliance Repair.
8:43 now, Steve, 10 in the morning. Spirit's plans for Asia. editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal. Coming up, Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.